Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into the story of Mary's, naturally. It was a really significant LGBTQ plus bar in Houston, around from the early 70s, right up until 2011.
Yeah, a long run. We've got some great stuff to look through articles from places like the Nunchus, Montrose Star, even The Advocate and Gay Times, plus photos, which really help bring it to life from the J.D. Doyle Archives and Don Gill.
Exactly. And our mission really is to kind of unpack the role Mary's played, you know, especially in those early days for the Houston LGBTQ plus community, and importantly, during the AIDS crisis.
It's interesting. Even figuring out when it opened isn't totally straightforward. We found this ad in the Nunchus from March 1971 calling it the newest spot in town. Seems pretty clear, right?
Right, you'd think so.
But then you see these later anniversary ads or mentions that suggest maybe 1970 or even, well, there's a second anniversary ad from 75 that implies it opened in 73. So it's a little fuzzy.
Yeah. Dates can get tricky over time. But that 71 ad is pretty solid evidence for its early presence, definitely.
Agreed. Whatever the exact date, by the mid-70s, Mary's was clearly a major hub. Don Gill, who was there a lot, described it as very Levi's and leather.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, he said, on Sunday happy hours. Apparently, it got incredibly crowded. It was just the spot.
Sounds like a real scene. And you have to remember, this was a time when just having such a visible gathering place was huge.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, it wasn't always easy. Police raids were a regular thing back then.
Wow, that must have been scary.
It was. But interestingly, Don Gill mentioned people almost started to anticipate them. There was this kind of all in good fun. Well, maybe not fun, but a resilient attitude about it.
A shared experience, maybe. Bonding over the adversity.
Possibly. And the bar itself fostered that community spirit. The manager for a long stretch, Andy Mills, from 76 to 85, he actively supported community groups.
Oh, like, cool.
Like the Montrose Singers and the Symphonic Band. They later became the Gay Men's Chorus and the Houston Pride Band. So Mary's wasn't just in the community, it was helping build its cultural institutions.
That's fantastic. It really paints a picture of a place that was more than just four walls and drinks. And didn't it have some unique visual features too?
Oh yeah, definitely. The murals by Scott Swoveland, apparently they were quite bawdy, and they changed them out regularly. That and the bar cat, Mr. Balls.
Mr. Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Those details, they make it feel so real, don't they?
Totally. Gives it personality. But the role of Mary's took on an even deeper significance, sadly, with the AIDS crisis in the 1980s.
Right. This is such a heavy but critical part of the story. Became more than just a social space then.
So much more. It became really a sanctuary. When AIDS hit hard and so many gay men were ostracized, even by their own families, Mary's was where people could gather, mourn, and remember.
That's heartbreaking, the need for that kind of space.
Yeah. The patio, Outback, became the site for countless memorial services. People would even spread ashes there. Don Gill spoke about this personally, losing friends, and how Mary's just opened its doors. They hosted fundraisers, like for PWA holiday charities.
PWA holiday charities, right. Providing support for people with AIDS.
Exactly. And what's also really touching is the role of the women in the community. The gay women who frequented Mary's were apparently incredibly supportive, helping care for those who were sick. It was a real testament to the community looking after its own.
Wow. That concept of chosen family really comes through there, a powerful example of resilience. But things change, don't they? What happened moving into the 90s and beyond?
Well, according to Don Gill, bar culture in general started to slow down a bit in the 90s. He wondered if maybe the rise of the internet gave people other ways to connect, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense, a potential factor.
Whatever the reasons, the energy shifted over time. And then after almost four decades, Mary's finally closed its doors in 2011.
End of an era. So looking back, what's the lasting legacy?
I mean, it's clear Mary's was way more than just a bar, right? It was this vital community center, a place of refuge and support during an incredibly tough time, and just the symbol of LGBTQ plus resilience in Houston.
And the memory is still there, isn't it? Through stories, archives like HoustonLGBTHistory.org, and even physically.
Yeah, that's the amazing part. The coffee shop that's in the building now, they actually embedded a pink triangle into the floor. A direct, tangible reminder of the history that happened right there.
Wow. A pink triangle. That's powerful. It really hits home how layers of history exist in the places we walk past every day.
Absolutely. It makes you think, doesn't it? What other seemingly ordinary spots in our towns and cities hold these extraordinary stories of community, struggle, and support just waiting to be remembered?
A really important thought to end on. Thanks for digging into this history with us today.